Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about the show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Lisa and Nancy.
Hi, everyone. It's time for Chit Chat Cafe Live. I love this time of night. It's time to unwind and enjoy some chit chat with us. We're excited about our guests tonight, Dr. Diana Kirshner, Leslie Goldman, and Laura James of Hourglass Cosmetics. We're so happy all of you can join us tonight. Lisa, isn't this great tonight? We just got word that we're being listened to by people in England and India and our military. Isn't that exciting?
I know. We're worldwide.
It's always fun when they get in touch with us. I especially love to hear that our military, not just the soldiers, but some of them in Germany, for example, their families are stationed there and the wives are enjoying it too.
I love that.
I know.
It's international.
It's really fun. Well, Lisa, I've been thinking a lot today. We've been having fun chatting and talking since we were 18 years old.
Right, absolutely.
And can you believe how much fun tonight? We're ready for some fun talk about relationships and dating. How's the dating going in your house?
Right now, everybody's single.
Oh!
Everybody's dating. I'm worried that my son's going to meet a senorita in Spain and not want to come home.
That's right. Joe's over there doing the study abroad in Spain.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
that'd be fun. Yeah. Everyone's in relationships in my household, and they seem to be enjoying the dating and having fun. But tonight it's going to be fun to talk about relationships and dating and how you can have lasting love. Isn't that always nice to talk about?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get right to it. We're very excited. We've been friends with Dr. Diana Kirshner on Facebook since way back in the beginning. She's been on our show before. We've had requests to have her back, and tonight we're thrilled. She's a psychologist and author of Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love. Welcome, Dr. Diana.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited to be back with you guys, and a big shout-out to everybody who's listening.
We've missed you, and it's been so much fun to be a part of your campaign book.
Well, it's very exciting because Sealing the Deal just came out in paperback, and we have it's just been flying off the virtual shelves and the real shelves.
Exactly. Everyone these days is thinking about their own relationships and how to improve and find that lasting love.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these days, it's actually harder than ever in a certain kind of way because there's just so much going on and everyone is so independent. And so it can be really, really challenging to find the kind of, match the kind of comfort, the companionship, and the excitement and the chemistry, you know, that you really, really want. But it can be done. Absolutely can be done if you know how to do it.
So what are your tips? You talk in your book about get the relationship you really want and keep it. Tell us some of the secrets.
Well, in the book, I have what I call the 7 real laws of attraction. And these are really the principles, the habits that people who stay madly in love, and there are many, many people who stay madly in love even after 10 years of being married or 20 years of being married, and that's been proven by research, fMRI research, if you can believe it or not. It's just unbelievable. So, there are certain things that they do that really keep that in love feeling, certain things that they do that lead to commitment. Let's say if you're dating and you know you really want commitment. And one of the key things is to really continue having fun together. I mean, you know, what happens is you meet, you're fooling around, you're going different places, you're going to a comedy club, you're swimming in a pool, you're dunking each other, you're having a blast, you're having fun, and then very quickly things can get into a routine, right, even when you've been dating for a while. And then once you get married and kids come and work and errands and everything, that, you know, all that can fall to the bottom of the to-do list. You're not having fun together anymore. And that's a very dangerous state of affairs, I must say. So
I like it that you, in one of your chapters in the beginning, you have commitment goals, such as creating an exciting love and affirmations about being committed to the love in your life and maybe just spicing it up from time to time. What are some of the other suggestions you have?
Okay. The other things are, well, one of the key things is to continue having an affair with each other. Even if you're married, continue having an affair with each other, which means that you're going to ask yourself, you know, would I be wearing these old sweats if I was, you know, meeting somebody I was having an affair with, you know? What would I be saying or doing? Would I be sending a really flirty, you know, sexy text message? What would I be doing if I was having an affair with my husband? And act on that. Act on that feeling, that idea, that vision that you're actually having an affair with this person. And you know, all it takes is a little bit. All it takes is a flirty little message. All it takes is a kind of, you know, sexy little touch, and that changes the whole energy between you. It changes the dynamic between you. It really opens up this sense of being, you know, attracted to each other, of some romance, and, you know, that's really what you want to be going for. You want to be creating that and recreating that in your relationship. And that's what these couples do, these couples that are madly in love for 10, 20, 30 years.
Well, I have to agree with that. And I received personally some wise wisdom from my father, of all people.
Cool.
He told me to always remain my husband's girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
So to this day, yes, I'm his wife, but I still like the girlfriend, because let me tell you what, girlfriends get everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I really took that advice to heart, and I am the girlfriend.
I love that. Now, that's straight out of sealing the deal, you know. I mean, that's straight out of sealing the deal. That is fantastic. That is just fantastic.
And I laugh because it was wise wisdom from my loving father of all people.
That's so cool. That is really, really fantastic. That's really, really fantastic. Now, another thing is to really receive, actually try to receive in a loving way what is given to you. And a lot of the time, we women and men, we, you know, our partner tries to please us, you know, and they give us maybe one red rose instead of a dozen. And we're like, well, that's not what I wanted, you know. They you know, sit next to us on the couch, but they're not, you know, putting their arm around us, or they're not, you know, being as affectionate as we want. So instead of receiving what we're really getting, you know, and appreciating it, appreciating that single rose, or appreciating that the person is coming to sit next to you and enjoying it, you know, what you want to avoid is this kind of, you know, putting out that the person can't win. It's like the person can't win with you, even if they begin to act in a loving way, and the very loving way that you're maybe asking them, you know, for more and more and more of, you don't appreciate it. You don't really receive it. So this real law of attraction is to be receptive and appreciative of what's actually coming to you, the good things, even if they're tiny.
And that's so true. You know, we all have to not take anybody for granted, just really appreciate those small things in life. Now, in your book, I like it when you've talked about the most powerful thing you can do now. Oh, boy, show him what life is like without you. Tell us about that.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, that has to do with, you know, sometimes when you're in a situation and someone is really not treating you with respect, And they're not, you know, they may be abusive, they may have cheated, and it's been going on, and you're really in a pretty negative place, a pretty negative lose-lose proposition instead of a win-win proposition. And when you're stuck there, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is to make the decision that you're going to create a loving relationship for yourself, and that, you know, you would like it to be with this partner, this current spouse or current partner, but if it's not going to be that he or she elevates and gets better in the way they're acting and your interaction gets better, you will really leave. And then actually saying that, not as an idle threat, but actually saying, you know, I'm creating a really incredible love relationship, and this is not working for me. It's not working for you. What's going on is just not what is good for us, and I'm not going to be involved in it anymore. And this is, in sealing the deal, what I call taking a cost of loss stance. So what you do when you say that is you say, you know, I'm going to be, you'll start moving away from the person. You might say, well, you know, I don't want to talk for a few days, or I'm moving into the other bedroom. And you begin to actually move away. And what happens is when you move away from somebody, if they actually love you, they suddenly get appreciation really fast. They appreciate you suddenly really, really fast. If the person knows that you are willing to walk, they will, if they really love you, they'll pull out their best self. They'll pull out their best self for you to try to win you back. And oftentimes, when that happens, you can actually come together better than ever. And this is even after an affair. You know, I used to do couples therapy a lot, many, many years, and I can't tell you the number of couples who actually weathered an affair and came back together better than ever.
That's interesting.
Yeah. In the book, I have basically the four steps that you take to do that. And in order to do that, you know, you need to have honest and really deep and open conversations and really move into a much closer relationship. But it can be done. Because the alternative, especially if you're married and you have children and, you know, things are really going to fall apart, is so costly for you emotionally, for the children emotionally, financially, and every which way. You know, divorce, of course, is a tremendous toll, takes a tremendous toll. And if you can grow together and avoid that, you know, it's so much better. It's so much better. But I don't think it's good to stay in a relationship that is negative. In fact, I know it's not good for you. All the research shows that if you're in an unhealthy relationship, it's bad for your health, very bad.
So what do you do?
Well, you
stay married, or do you
Well, you read what you do is you read Sealing the Deal, and you begin to work on some of the, you know, some of the material in there, work on developing your cost of loss stance, which is hard to take in a healthy way. That's a hard stance to take in a healthy way because it's terrifying. It's just terrifying. And you get someone to talk to who can support you. Either a therapist, or I have a number of love mentors who work under my supervision who also help people with this kind of problem. And you try to see if you could help things get much, much better. You try to see if you could move to a higher, higher level with your partner by being strong. It's kind of like tough love, you know, showing them that you're willing to spend time apart. That you're willing to not talk.
Do you think people have unreasonable expectations, though? Do you think, like, they want it to be like it was when you first met, and then when it's not, they just give up?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of time that is the case. And especially now, because they have so many choices. You know, all they have to do is go to the computer, and there's literally a million other choices on these dating sites or on Facebook. So that makes it more difficult, because that's basically what we're dealing with. But what people have to understand is that, you know, the crap always hits the fan. The crap always hits the fan in a relationship. There is no such thing as coming together, la, 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 and everything is perfect and great and falling in love and just staying that way. In healthy couples and happy couples, the crap has hit the fan. There's crap that comes up because everybody has their issues, right? Everybody. And the difference is that in a healthy couple, they work it through and they grow as people and they grow together and they grow individually. So, so if you're in a relationship and you're struggling, chances are you're going to face, even if you get out and the grass is looking greener and blah, 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 and you're starting a whole new relationship with somebody who seems to be that much better, often, you know, a different kind of crap will hit the fan there as well as your own personal issues. So it's, you know, it really makes sense to just work on things with the one you're with to see if you could make it work.
Perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say this, you guys. I have seen people really change. I want to say this. People can change. They really can change, and they can change pretty drastically. They can mature, and so you have to understand that. But if you want to change a relationship, you know where it starts. It starts with you.
That's right.
You know, it starts with you and you deciding that you deserve love in a loving, mature way, that you are deserving. That's why in Sealing the Deal, I have this diamond self-work, where you work on yourself first. You work on yourself. And when you feel self-love and your diamond self, and you feel like you deserve a loving relationship, that's when it will happen. Now, it may very well happen with the one you're with, even if things are not looking that great. Or if he doesn't rise or she doesn't rise to the occasion, it will happen with another one. Because the relationship you have is a reflection of what's going on inside you. You can't really put out more love or take in more love than what you give yourself.
Well, your book is fabulous. All the laws that you talk about, you can read about it, everyone, in Dr. Diana's book. You might be really interested in law number 6. Give him space and also give each other space. And law number 7, keep drama to a minimum. Dr. Diana, we do have your information on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website.
Wonderful.
So our listeners can click and look more into your book and even order it from your website. Is that correct?
Well, they actually should go to the website and find out about all these bonus gifts. Right now, because the paperback just came out of Sealing the Deal, they can have over 30 free, amazing gifts, hundreds of dollars worth of gifts just for ordering the book. And on Amazon, it's only about $10. It's an incredible deal. So they should go to loveinninetydays.com. That's loveinninetydays.com, and find out about getting their gifts. And it tells them exactly how to order the book and get all their gifts, and they can get it right away. All the gifts come instantly.
Exciting. We loved reading it, and we're so excited to have you back. Would you join us again another time on Chit Chat Cafe Live?
I would love to, you gorgeous women.
Well, we're tweeting, and we'll see you on Facebook, and thank you so much for joining us.
See you soon. Take good care. Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye.
Very sweet.
Oh, we just love her. She was one of our first Facebook friends, and look how fun she is.
Yeah.
Great advice. Well, we're thanking our sponsors tonight, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. You can find all of their links on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website. We're taking a quick commercial break. Stay with us. We're joined by Leslie Goldman with some great health advice.
now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First World Radio Network.
We've been waiting a long time to have our next guest. We see her on the Today Show all the time. We love her writing. We read everything we can get our hands on that she writes. And we are so excited to introduce Leslie Goldman. How are you, Leslie?
Hi, I know we've had this appointment on the books for a while, huh?
Yeah, we are just thrilled. We've been enjoying your blog and your writing and reading one of my favorite magazines, Natural Health.
Great, thank you.
I loved it. We even had to comment on your blog about your article in Natural Health. We, Chit Chat Cafe Live, we commented about your article on calcium.
I saw for the article on bone health.
Yes, that was amazing. I went to lunch with some friends yesterday, actually my daughter, Megan, and her boyfriend, Jack, and his mom, and we were talking about that article and you.
It's kind of fascinating to know that there are some experts now who are, who think that maybe eating, prunes might be better for your bone health than dairy.
Exactly. And what did you write? 8 to 10 prunes a day?
I believe that's what it was. 8 to 10 prunes a day to boost bone health, and that some experts are, steering people away from dairy. But, it all depends on what school you subscribe to. So I still eat dairy every day, particularly I'm pregnant right now, so a lot of yogurt and milk and some cheese here and there.
Exactly. And what I liked about your article mostly was to try to get it in either dairy or from Brussels sprouts and almonds and sesame seeds. I said Sesame Street. I've been watching sesame seeds. Maybe more so than I personally have been relying too much on my supplements.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think most experts will definitely agree it's better to get it from whole foods. But there's lots of foods that you can get everything you need from. And it's not just calcium. That's not just the whole picture. There's vitamin D and magnesium. They all work together.
Oh, now, you know what? I don't have this right in front of me, but I want to ask you. In that article, I'm using my memory. There is a supplement that we can take to help boost the calcium intake. Is it stri?
Oh, I believe it was strontium
yeah.
citrate.
And you like that? Do you recommend that?
You know what? I'm not a physician. I can't make a recommendation. That's just what some of our experts like. But if readers want to learn more about it, they can go to the February issue of Natural Health Magazine and learn more there.
Good. Well, I recommend it. I was so moved. Lisa and I both, we just had to comment and on your blog. Now, speaking of your blog, we love it.
Thank you.
I really was taken back. I liked the one where you wrote about how to fake bigger boobs. Tell our listeners about that.
Oh, I think that was from a Women's Health magazine story that I wrote about dressing to, make it appear like you have a little more up top than you really do. So all kinds of creative tips like ruffles and shearing and different kinds of different styles, different bras. You can get all kinds of inserts now. And I even interviewed a makeup artist, I believe, who talked about using bronzer and blush to kind of create some contour in your chest.
We know it. Lisa and I used to be cheerleaders together for the NFL. Remember, Lisa? That's what we used to do.
Brown eyeshadow between our boobies to make them look bigger.
Brown eyeshadow. Oh, my God. I should have interviewed you two.
So we know all about that. Could you please tell our listeners also about your book, The Locker Room Diaries, The Naked Truth About Women, Body Image, and Reimagining the Perfect Body?
Sure. The book is a result of, many years that I spent working out in the gym and then heading right to the locker room to take a shower afterwards. And, as a writer, you're always listening to hear what other people are saying. And I guess some people might call it eavesdropping, but I would call it research. And I would hear women in the locker room talking about their bodies with each other, to themselves. And it was really, there was just nothing good coming out of their mouths. Women complaining to each other about certain body parts, saying things like, oh, I wish I could just cut off this part of my body. I wish I could just cut this much off my thighs. We had a huge scale in my gym, this giant Toledo scale that you had to step onto. It was 6 feet tall, and I would watch women just line up to get on the scale to weigh themselves. And, you know, then you get on the scale, and then you don't like the number, so you kick off your flip-flops, and you drop your towel, and you take your watch off to try and get a couple extra ounces off. And I thought, you know, this is kind of the perfect arena to start conducting interviews and ask women what they love and hate about their bodies, and that's what the book is.
What do you find is the number one feature that everybody hates the most?
Well, the thing was, the sad thing was everyone had something, so, but it depended. You know, there's a whole chapter in the book on breasts, and some women hated having small chests, and some women hated having large chests. You know, for every woman who was talking about putting brown eyeshadow between their boobies, another woman was, you know, lamenting the fact that she had to wear two or three sports bras to strap them down when just to get a workout without being in pain. But I think the really sad part was just everyone, you know, had something that they took issue with. And it starts very, very young. My mom is a preschool teacher, and she's got little three-year-old girls who refuse their juice and cookies and ask for baby carrots and Diet Coke, and they're three. And then it goes all the way up to women who are, you know, in their 70s and 80s. I will say the older women tended to have more of a level of satisfaction and acceptance and even embracing their bodies for what their bodies have done. You know, my body's given birth, my body's fought cancer, my body helped me raise my four kids and finish my career. But there were still women who were in their 70s who were, you know, dieting, and it was very sad to hear.
Do you think dieting, do you think everybody's capable of it really, or do you think it's like a certain personality trait that helps you really stick to something and really be obsessive about it? Not obsessive, that's not the right word, I guess. But.
Well, I think there's, you know, I think the thing is that, you know, there are lots of plans out there, and some of them will appeal to certain personality types and certain plans. Like, some people like, you know, being told exactly what to eat. Some people like having a meal delivery service. Some people like maybe counting points and having more freedom that way. But I think that there is kind of this overarching sense that, quote-unquote, dieting doesn't work long-term, that people have a very hard time keeping off weight when they feel deprived. So I think it's more about eating healthy foods, you know, wholesome, healthy foods, not depriving yourself of things, and, you know, getting a good amount of exercise. And you know, your body usually has a set point that it likes. I once heard someone describe it as a slinky, where you can pull and push and twist the slinky to make it a different size, but it's pretty much always going to want to go back to that, you know, its original shape.
Uh-huh. I guess some of us are doomed.
I wouldn't say that. I just think that some people have to maybe recalibrate their expectations and realize that we're not all going to look like the women in the magazine. And by the way, the women in the magazine don't even look like the women in the magazine. I mean, every single image that we see every day is airbrushed up the wazoo, to the point where, you know, what we're looking at is basically fictitious. I was just reading an article about how H&M, the clothing manufacturer, had admitted that they use computer-generated bodies on their website and put different heads on the bodies. So even the bodies that we're seeing, they might not even be real.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. On your blog, you wrote about a Dear Younger Me. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was an essay I'd written for Women's Health. And again, it was this notion of, if I could sit down and write a letter to myself when I was younger, what would I tell her? And so, you know, that article I had come up with the concept when my parents were moving out of the house I grew up in, and I needed to go back and clean up my room. And I found all these remnants of my childhood letters I'd written from camp and my diaries, and it was just kind of fascinating to see how young I had been when I started being worried about my weight. You know, I was, you know, very young girl, and I was writing home asking them to send me diet sugar-free lemonade mix and things like that. But it was also really kind of an empowering experience because I found lots of evidence of the fact that the same woman that I am now is the same woman that I was, the same girl that I was back then, you know. I used to bring my boombox out into the front yard and dance and perform for everyone, and, you know, that's kind of the person that I am now. I'm very extroverted and outgoing, and I love being the center of attention, and I found this keychain that I used to carry in high school that it's a red keychain, and it says, sexy bitches carry red keychains. And so I thought, oh, that is so mean. So now I have it on my car keys.
Oh, I'm going to put that as a Facebook status tomorrow. Sexy bitches wear red lipstick.
Oh,
red lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We hope you'll come back on again, Leslie.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Valuable information to share with us.
And we learned a lot from you.
Very much so.
Yes, I really appreciate it. And it would be great if you're, if listeners want to follow me on Twitter at Leslie Goldman.
And we are following you, and we also have you listed on our website so that everybody can find your wonderful blog that we're talking about.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, healthbreaksloose.com.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with your baby. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We want to thank everybody for listening tonight and enjoying our MP3 archives. All you have to do is go to our site, scroll down to the date you'd like to listen, click on the date, and then you can listen to some of our past guests. Like, we had Water for Crystal on and Marie Bell Chocolates, and we've had Priscilla Presley and Davy Jones and all kinds of cool people. So scroll down and make sure you check out our archives. We'll be back in a moment after this short commercial break, and we're going to be joined by Laura James, the founder of Hourglass Cosmetics.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Everybody, welcome back. We're going to be doing one of my favorite segments because I love cosmetics. We're going to be doing one of our favorite cosmetic companies, Hourglass. And we would like to welcome Laura James, the national trainer for Hourglass Cosmetics. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Oh, thank you for coming on. This is, how did you come up with that name, Hourglass? How did that come about?
Well, Hourglass is very ever-changing. And as you can see, it's the figure and the image of a beautiful woman, and it's also ever-changing and always new.
How long has the company been in business?
Hourglass actually launched in Barney's Beverly Hills in New York in 2004. And so that was our very first store, kind of starting as a niche, very hip brand, and now we're in almost 300 stores worldwide.
Yeah, now I see in Sephora. That's where I've noticed
yes.
you.
Yes, we are in Sephora. We're in not all Sephoras, but we're in most Sephoras.
Now, what do you think, what is your best-selling item?
Our number one selling item is primer. It's our mineral primer. We launched it about 3 or 4 years ago. It almost has a cult-like following. And primer is probably one of the most important beauty products that the cosmetic industry has developed in the last 10 years.
What's so special about it?
This primer is, of course, it's very healthy for the skin. It's oil-free, fragrance-free, paraben-free. But I find that some of the biggest complaints that women have about their skin, which be large pores, fine lines and wrinkles, maybe possibly some redness in the skin, and they complain that their makeup wears off quickly. The beauty of the mineral primer is it creates longevity, regardless of whether you're using a powder foundation, a liquid foundation. You don't necessarily have to use an hourglass foundation. Use any foundation, and it'll actually waterproof, sweatproof, long-wearing, but it's also going to give you that beautiful finish, so when you put your makeup on, it's going to look flawless.
Now, does that work for women over 35, or is it just good for
adults? I'm 53. I don't leave the house without my mineral primer.
When I'm in Sephora, I'm always playing around with cosmetics. I really liked your lipsticks. I was playing around with your lipsticks. They went on, I tried on a pink. It was so beautiful. It was like real pigmented and very creamy, and it was just really, really, I loved your lipsticks.
Do you know what? They are great lipsticks, and the pigment is very intense, so you get a lot of color. But what I particularly like about it is they're very long-wearing. So you can put your lipstick on, and you've had lipsticks before that are kind of dry. Well, our lipsticks are packed with vitamin E, so they're very nourishing, very hydrating to the lip, and long-wearing.
Now, for the spring, what are the colors going to be? Light? Bright?
Well, there's a lot of really great colors. Bright is in. Bright is going to be great. There's lots of great oranges, bright pinks back in. And then, of course, nude. I love that beautiful classic nude lipstick, one of my favorite lipsticks that I wear daily, and I put it on a lot of my clients. It's a color called Whisper, and we do carry it at Sephora. It's just a beautiful, soft, easy nude pink. Not too nude where you look washed out, just a little bit of color.
Okay. And what about eyes? Are they going to be dramatic or very, very toned down?
It's for spring, I think we're going to a little bit softer eye. I mean, we've done smoky all winter long, and now we've just recently launched a new palette called Neo Classic. It's all the great classic colors, and you can do a soft eye, and then you can amp it up a little bit with a dark color that we have in the palette. And, of course, eyeliner. We all love beautiful eyeliner.
Right. Yeah, are you into the false eyelashes?
I personally am not. I do love them, and I think they look good on a lot of women. I don't particularly wear them on me, but my 25-year-old daughter wears them, and she looks amazing. And we put them on clients all the time. So I love that look, but not necessarily for me.
That
we created called Lash Lacquer. And Lash Lacquer, we sell it at Sephora, and it's kind of that go-between product between having marvelous, great lashes and false lashes. And it's an actual lacquer that you paint on your lashes like a paintbrush, like a little tiny paintbrush, and it gives you amped-up, diva-looking lashes without wearing false lashes.
Oh, wow.
Very unique, very different, and it's very artistry-driven. This is one of those products that you have, and you absolutely love it, and you can't live without it, or maybe you're just not going to go to that much trouble, because you do have to paint it on.
Okay. Now, do you carry a bigger line in, like, Barney's, or you said Barney's, correct, than, say, Sephora? Because Sephora, you just have, like, a little area. Do you have more stuff in Barney's?
We do carry more products in Barney's. We have a very beautiful brush line. We carry more brushes. We do carry a few more eye palettes. Our line is very concise. All of our products are truly delivered. They all have skincare benefits. We are launching our third foundation, so I truly feel we have a foundation for every woman. Whether you want to be dewy and glowy or you want more of a satin finish, and then we're launching a new product, immaculate, that is truly going to be the godsend for women with oily skin.
And my daughter just started using, well, she wanted to start, is the they gave her a sample. It's a four, is your tinted moisturizer.
Love the tinted moisturizer.
Huh? It's the foundation then. I know it was Hourglass.
The Hourglass. Yeah, the tinted moisturizer, our tinted moisturizer has a little bit more coverage than most tinted moisturizers. You know, most tinted moisturizers are a little thin. This is a very buildable, has great anti-aging ingredients in it, and it will give you that really beautiful, glowy look. My daughter uses it also. It gives you that great kind of J-Lo glow. But I also use it because of the skin tightener in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it has a great skin tightener.
What foundation is that? What's it called?
I'm sorry?
Which foundation is it? What's it called?
It's the Illusion Tinted Moisturizer.
Illusion Tinted Moisturizer. And that has a tight, like a firmer in it?
What it has two key ingredients. It has InstaLift and hyaluronic acid. And how they activate is they actually go below the surface of the skin. They mix with the natural moisture of the body, and they just give you a little lifting and pumping. The clinicals prove it's about 26%. So you know what I figure? It's not a facelift, but I'll take 20% any day.
Absolutely.
Well, it all sounds great. I can't wait to go tomorrow to get that.
Well, we're excited. Our brand is growing very quickly, and we are a luxe full-performance makeup company. We have anti-aging ingredients, and we really, truly have a foundation for everyone.
Well, we also love your website. We have it posted for our Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners to click and find you. Your press is incredible. In style, people style watch, real simple. I loved that your brush was named a favorite with Allure magazine.
Yes, that is a beautiful brush. It's our number one selling brush. The nice thing about our brushes, they're Tacklon. They're very user-friendly. They're precision cut. And you can actually go from a liquid foundation and go right into a dry powder. So, you know, before in the old days, you had to buy five different brushes. You can use our number one brush to apply your liquid foundation, put your powder on, put your blush on, because they actually go from wet to dry.
Wow. So how would you do that with the brush and the liquid foundation?
What I do is I use about the pea size on the back of my hand, and I use the back of my hand more like my palette. And I just very slightly tap the end of the brush into the makeup, distribute it on my face, and you're actually wanting to buff it in. With these brushes, it's more of an airbrushed look. You know, in the day back then, we all had that flat foundation brush that kind of looked like a paintbrush. Today, it's more of a fluffy foundation brush, so you can buff it into the skin, giving a completely different texture to the skin. It picks up, the way they're designed, they pick up not too much foundation, so you're not overusing your product. They're very sanitary, very clean, and then you can just go ahead and use your powder. They go from a Tacklon fiber, you can go from liquid to dry, and it does not affect the brush.
With the same brush, that's amazing.
It is amazing. I'm telling you, these brushes are unbelievable.
Well,
I think they won the award.
I'd like to talk one more minute about the Veil Mineral Primer. Can you use that on your eyes and specifically your eyelids too, or do you have a separate primer for the eyes?
We don't make a separate eye primer, and you can use it. It's really not made as an eye primer. It's a face primer. I mean, this is something that's going to fill in imperfections, give you that beautiful surface. For an eye primer, at this point, we don't have an eye primer, but it's coming.
Okay. And I was speaking more along the lines of helping your eyeshadow stay on.
The nice thing about the Hourglass eyeshadows, our eyeshadows do not crease. Their pigment is very strong, and unless you have really oily skin, and I put my, which most I don't have it, and most of my clients don't, but I put this on, this eyeshadow on, and it does not crease. I put it on at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I've just got in, and it's, 7 o'clock right now, and my eyeshadow has not creased at all.
Well, that's
amazing. The pigment is strong.
Good. Well, we are so thankful, everyone listening to Chit Chat Cafe Live, Hourglass did share with us and send us the fabulous mascara and the sheer lip gloss. And we
have
love
you tried
it.
The mascara?
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Have you tried the mascara?
Yes, love it.
Great.
And it was not the lacquer, it was the regular noir mascara. But now we can't wait to run out and purchase. I can't wait to try the Veil Mineral Primer and the Volume 6 Eye Palette. The colors look gorgeous.
They are pretty. And the nice thing about the primer will be your go-to. I've got the point that I don't leave, like I said, I don't leave the house without my primer.
What's that sell for? How much?
It's $52. It's $52 in Barney's or Sephora. And the nice thing about it, you just use a little tiny bit. You don't need to overuse this product. One pump does your entire face. So you don't overuse it. Just one pump. And it really should last you. Pardon me?
Do you put it around the eye area?
I put it around the eye area also, yes.
Okay. Great.
Well, that's going to be wonderful. And do we let it sit for a few seconds before we put on our foundation?
What I normally do in the morning, I'll put my primer on and then maybe I'll brush my teeth because I want it to just set in, dry on the skin, because it actually goes on like a liquid and then it dries more like a silk. So it gives a very silky finish, and then I put my foundation on. And actually, I have some clients that just use the primer because it has a sunscreen built in, and it also diminishes redness and just gives, like, if you're just going to go to the gym, just throw your primer on and go to the gym.
That's exciting. I know Lisa's daughter, she's 15. She likes to do that.
Use the primer?
Primer. She wears everything.
Yeah.
The primers have really changed the way we approach our foundations now.
Well, I know where I'm going tomorrow morning. I'm going to Sephora, and I'm going to treat myself.
Well, I hope to see you there.
That would be wonderful. I love the colors, especially in that eye palette. You know, there's so much for day wear and evening.
In the neoclassic palette?
Yes.
Yeah, now neoclassic we sell exclusively at Barney's and Bergdorf's. That is a great palette because it's all your classic colors. You've got a beautiful navy blue, you've got a chocolate brown, you've got your black, you've got peach, you've got a light pink. So that's a fabulous product to take when you're traveling. You take that, you don't need to take anything else. You've got all your colors. You can do a nice soft day look and then amp it up for the evening. And you actually create a smoky look out of that palette also.
And is the smoky eye still in style for evening wear?
It is still in style, and it looks great on a lot of women. I love smoky eye. And I do, we do also at Hourglass what we call a modified smoky eye. Smoky eye doesn't have to be all black. I take the we have a color that's Dune, which is a eye palette that has a little bit of gold in it, and it also has a deep foresty kind of smoky green that I create what I call a modified smoky eye. And that is nice, and you can wear it during the day. And then if you want to, sometimes I'll add a little color called Exhibition. It's our dark purple, and actually add a little purple into the green, and it is quite lovely.
Well, that
sounds
wonderful.
Do you like bright colors for women over 35, like lipstick?
It totally depends on the individual. I do a lot of work in Palm Desert, and we have an older, more mature clientele there, and I think there's nothing more beautiful than to see a woman with gray hair and beautiful skin and bright red lipstick. I think it's stunning. So it depends on the individual. Wearing bright lipsticks also has, you have to have the right attitude to wear bright lipstick. Personally, I don't wear red because it just doesn't look good on me. But a lot of my friends wear it, and they look fantastic. So I don't think there's any set rule with bright lipstick. Depends on the attitude and the style of the woman and her skin type.
Okay. Well, and what
you've
given us up. Yeah, you do, Lisa, and you look beautiful in those bright colors. Well, you've given us a lot to think about. We're very excited, and we have on our sheer lip gloss right now that you shared with us. Thank you again for sharing your lip gloss and your mascara with us. We're very excited to try these.
Well, I'm excited. And you know, another little thing about the mascara, it has vitamin Pro B5 in it. So rarely can you put your mascara on in the morning. And then if you're going out to dinner at night and you want to add the mascara, make it look a little bit more dramatic, you can actually overlay this mascara and it works really well. It's nourishing to the lash, so it keeps your lash soft. And it's just conditioning. And then it's also
wonderful
volume.
Laura, we do hear from our Chitchat Cafe Live listeners. They message us all the time. They like to hear things that we try and talk about. And so long after this discussion tonight, Lisa and I will have fun talking about the mascara and the sheer lip gloss and the other things that we hope to purchase and try from Hourglass. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been delightful.
Well, Laura, would you join us again perhaps in the spring to talk about your spring colors?
Would be delighted to do so.
We would enjoy that very, very much. Our Chitchat Cafe Live listeners can find you. We have you listed on our website, and we are also tweeting about Hourglass. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye now.
Well, that was fabulous fun tonight. We're thanking our sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. We're also thanking our producer, Corey King. You can enjoy his Corey King show every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on Artists First.
I'd like to thank our guests tonight, Dr. Diana Kirshner, Leslie Goldman, and Laura Janes from Hourglass. I'm inviting everyone to listen to our archives. Go to our website, scroll down to the date you'd like to listen, and click, and you can listen to Jeff Ashton, who was the prosecuting attorney for the Casey Anthony trial, and many, many others. And we want you to stay tuned for our next hour. We have some sex chat coming up. We're going to be talking to Dr. Jennifer Berman.
That's going to be fun. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Chit Chat Cafe Live tonight. I'd like to leave you with a quote. Advice is what we ask for when we already know the answer but wish we didn't. That's from Erica Jong. Good night, everyone.
Good night.